With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Gillette police continue to search for a man who identified himself as a Walmart manager and scammed a couple of residents out of hundreds of dollars recently. County17.com reports the man, who has only been described as an older white male, approached residents on the street with the offer of merchandise from the store at a discount. The residents gave the man cash, drove him to the store, where he promptly disappeared out the back entrance. Anyone with information is asked to contact Gillette PD. Four Gillette residents have had personal information stolen and used to open a total of 16 fraudulent bank accounts this month. Police officials say all the accounts have been opened through Chase Bank. None of the individuals lost any money, though one person also received information that, along with the bank accounts, an unemployment filing has been made in their name in Ohio. Gillette Pathways master plan was discussed again as the city held another public meeting last week. According to the news record, some residents are happy with the plan and some had concerns. The last master plan was drawn up in 2007. The new plan serves as a guide for the next 5 to 10 years to allow the city to make good decisions regarding the project. Residents have until April 10th to participate in an online survey and provide feedback. Another workshop is planned for early summer. For more information, residents can go to GillettePathways.com. In related news, the Gillette Pathways master plan is featured in the new Eye on Gillette video series, which can be seen on the city's YouTube channel, GPA TV cable channel 192, and can be streamed at gillettewy.gov/GPA. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.